Okay, so at the end of last week, we said a yesod, which I wasn't clear about, and it leads right into this week's shiur. So therefore, I'll just want to repeat the yesod, where I think the pshat is. In a nutshell, the Gemara says that there's a machlekes with Meir Chachamim. If you have a machsheves pigul, you have a thought during the shechita that you're gonna do the zrika shalei lizmanoi, chutz lizmanoi, or you can eat the carbon shalei lizmanoi, eat the carbon 2 days later. That's machsheves pigul. So Gemara's question was machlekes with Meir Chachamim, whether we say you're mafagil b'chatzi matir, which means could I have machsheves pigul only on shechting half the simen? Or one simen out of two. I have the machshava, not in the whole avodah, in the half the avodah. So you might want to say that maybe even the reason why the Meir says you can have the machsheves pigul on half the avodah is not because you can be mefagel b'chatzi matir, but rather because kol oisa al das v'shoyne oisa, which means really he has machsheves pigul on the whole thing. But once he started with a machshava on half the shechita, kol oisa al das v'shoyne oisa. Whatever you do on the with the continuation what you did in the beginning. There's such a svava of kol oisa al das v'shoyne oisa. Upon which the chachamim learn that no, we don't say kol oisa al das v'shoyne oisa, ain't not befagel b'chatzi matir. Which means if you have a machshava of eating the korban chutz manoi on half the shechita, then the Chachamim say two things. Number one, you can do pigul on half the matir, on half the avodah. And B, we don't say kol oisa al das v'shoyne oisa. Because if you do say that, then you do pigul in the whole thing. And since Chachamim say it doesn't work, so it's a pigul in half the avodah, clearly we don't say kol oisa al das v'shoyne oisa. And we ask the question that the Rambam paskens, the last page on the sheet, we don't have to look through it, we did it last time, that we don't say, which means, if somebody shechts the carbon, does half an avodah with a machshava spigul, so we don't say that the second part of that same avodah of the shechita is continuation, we don't say that, and therefore the carbon is not pigul, it does not kares if you eat it. And the question we asked, is the Rambam, at least in one place, and then the Gemara in another place, and Kiveya asked the question, says we do say, for example, the case the Rambam talks about is that if you carry something on Shabbos, so everything that you carry has to be a shear, what's considered dava chasha by people. So if however I take something, even if it's a grain, and my intention of that grain, that kernel of grain, nobody cares about a kernel of grain, it's not chasha. But apparently my intention is lirafua or lizera. I want to use it as a seedling. So even if that's my original machshava, then that's clearly I'm chayev carrying on that shear also. So the Rambam says, based on the Gemara, that how about if I took a kernel of grain and then my intention was to use it as a seedling, and then I forgot what my no more intention, and then I walked outside with it. So the Rambam paskins, the kolosal das v'shoyne oisa. Even though now I have no active thought, I have no active machshava, but nevertheless, kolosal das v'shoyne oisa, he's continuing what he had originally. So we see the Rambam does say kolosal das v'shoyne oisa. So why by pigul not? That's one kasha we had. Another kasha we had, kiveh yes the kasha, is the Gemara says that by every kachim you have to shecht lishma. You have to shecht the carbon. Lishma is part of the carbon. So Gemara wants to say, even if you say stamon shalai lishma, that means stam, it's not called lishma, but if you shech something lishma, and then you do stam, it's good. So Gemara says, why is it good? Stam is not called lishma, and you're not doing the whole shechita lishma. You're doing half the shechita lishma, the other half is stam. So why does it work? So Gemara says, "Kaloisa al das v'shoyne oisa." So clearly we see that without having any intention, it's al das v'shoyne oisa. So why by pigul, where I have a machshava psula pigul on the first part of the Shechita, I don't say the second part with no intention, Al Das Rishaynu Oyser, as opposed to Lishma, where I shecht it, Lishma, and the second part I have Stoma, and Stoma is Shalai Lishma in this case, Gemara Havmina the Gemara. Why there do I say, Al Das Rishaynu Oyser? I didn't understand what the Brisker Rav said. Difficult pshat, we said, I tried to understand it last week, that he says that pigul is a machsheves psul, something that passes the carbon, and therefore you have to create a machshava, al das hashayin oiser has to create a new machsheves psul, mashayin kein lishma is part of the shechita. I didn't really understand this far so well. Right? Last week, remember you're coming back what I said last week? Mr. Rabbi Iskowitz, you understand? Right? But we didn't really get it clear. So I asked my son-in-law, you weren't here last week. Oh, you weren't here for this part? Oh, okay, so that's why. Okay, fine. But are you following now what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So we said last week, we didn't understand the Svara. So I spoke to my son-in-law, I said, I'm struggling with Svara. So he said like this, based on what he said, this prof doesn't really say it, but maybe he can squeeze into his words. He says like this, he says, which is very correct. Biskrov does say that part. Now, what's the pshat? So we have two ways of learning. Either pshat is, when I have a certain machshava in the carbon, on the first part, and then I have no machshava, or we don't see you have an active machshava. Is the pshat that when you have a beginning machshava, so we say probably the second part also has that machshava. In other words, if you started one thing, then it's considered like you have such an active machshava, even you don't realize it, but it's al das hashayinu oiser. Is it an umdana that you're probably thinking the same way on the second part? What the Bishkrof says, no. Even if you have no machshava at all, even if you have the wrong machshava, but if you can establish in the beginning of the shechita, you establish a certain machshava in the carbon, then that remains the machshava throughout the carbon. That's what it means, kol ha'is al das v'shayna hu ha'iser. Then when I establish a machshava in the carbon, then the second part is already part of the carbon. I establish the machshava in the carbon, then automatically the second part follows, piggybacks on that first machshava. Because I establish the machshava in the carbon, that continues. So maybe that's a svara. By pigul, where pigul is a machshava psula, it's not part of the carbon, it's a machshava psula. So we don't say that because I established the machshava's pigul on the half the shechita, that remains in the carbon. It doesn't belong in the carbon. It's a machshava psula. So if it doesn't belong in the carbon, even though I had that original machshava on half the shechita, we don't say, kalois al das v'shoyno oise. Masha inkein, even if you hold stomach shalai lishma, but al das v'shoyno oise tells me that if I can establish the machshavas lishma in the carbon, then the second part is al das v'shoyno oise. It automatically feeds off the first part. Because I don't need to have a machshava psula, I don't need to have a create a new machshava psula which doesn't belong in the carbon. That kolaisa das hashayin oiser cannot create a machshava psula. However, a machshava's lishma which established in the carbon that it's lishma, then that gets created kolaisa das hashayin oiser. Joe, you hear the svara? Right? Simple svara. It follows Briskerov's svara in kolaisa das hashayin oiser. And even if you say it doesn't work, it only doesn't work by machshava's pigul, because pigul is a wrong machshava. Wrong machshava doesn't get created in the carbon. Even if you started that way, we don't say kolaisa das hashayinoiser is going to create a wrong machshava in the carbon automatically. Mashenkin the machshava is lishma. That can be even if you hold stum is not lishma, but if the first part was good, then al das hashayinoiser it continues because I created that machshava lishma in the carbon. Yeah. Which talked about? Same idea?
Trying to think of it. Yeah, the idea of, we had this with,
what's the daf yomi? Come on.
That if you bring a toda, well, if you bring a toda with, and with
You make a neder to bring a toda.
Okay, so very good. It classifies what my carbon is. And by the way, that's where also is by the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. Because once I classified that this kernel is not just a kernel, but it's a kernel for refuah or for zriya, then why shouldn't that continue? Then that's what it defines what this kernel is. So I'll ask for even if I forgot about it, it already established that this kernel is refuah. Where is it not going to work? By machshav is psul, pigul. With that, we don't say it's automatically a wrong machshava. Psul is not going to be automatically, even if I did aldas v'shayna. Chacham say no, we don't say aldas v'shayna, because it's not going to go automatic. I hear that svara. Now, nice svara. Bishkrov doesn't really say it, and I'll show you today why it doesn't fit. With that, we have to go through the classic Bishkrov. I think we once said it. We learned Bava Kamma maybe years ago. Once said this svara, but now we're doing Kachim. It's a classic Bishkrov, such a real geschmacker shtickle from the Bishkrov, the beginning of Zvachim. So what's the beginning of Zvachim? The Gemara says like this, the Mishnah says, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shelo Rishmon Ksherim, Elo Shelo Olu Labaylim L'Shem Choyva. What does that mean? That really you have to have Lishma in the carbon. You have to shecht the carbon, Lishma. If you shecht it Shelo Lishma, the halacha is it's kosher. Which means, Shalai Lishma, by a carbon, is not going to make the carbon, you have to throw it out, burn it. It's kosher. But the Bailim are not yates of the mitzvah. They have to bring a chatos, not a chatos. They have to bring an oilo. They said, Arei Olai oilo. So then, Shechtet Shalai Lishma, which by the way is called Shinui Kodesh. You change the status of the Kedusha. What's supposed to be Shechtet Lishem oilo. And you shecht it l'shem shlamim, so it's no good, but the animal is kosher, you can eat the animal. It's not treif, it's not possible. But lo l'bailam l'shem choyva, they're not yetzin mitzvah. Kol azrachim shenizchu shelo lishmon, says Rashi, shenishchat oila l'shem shlamim, k'sherim lizrag domo l'hakem ureim lechol es necholim. Apish mitzvah l'chashech lishmon. You have to shecht it lishma. All the avoiders have been done lishma. Nevertheless, it's kosher. So you still have to bring another carbon. He didn't fulfill his carbon, but the animal's kosher insofar that it doesn't become, that it has to be burnt. It's not that you destroyed the carbon. So you need lishma on the carbon, but if you did it shalai lishma, it's kosher. Says in Maruch, Mishnah, chut mina pesach v'chatas. Pesach and chatas, which was done shalai lishma, says Rashi, shehein psulim legamre v'yalef lo b'gemar. Gemar learns from pasuk, pesach chatas shalai lishma, is pasuk completely, cannot be eaten, needs to be thrown out, burnt. That's what the Mishnah says. Says the Rashi, says Tosfos, kol hazvachim shenizbuchu, avoyde kamaisa nokat, buadin kabola v'elocha v'zrika. Everything needs a don lishma. In other words, Shchita, Kabbalah, Eloch, and Zrika all need to be done in Lishma. Kidiktoni Sefer. Vishinu Kodesh, Shaykh, Bahani Abo Avoidus. In other words, Shinu Kodesh means shechting it, Shalai Lishma, for the wrong carbon, Shinu Kodesh, you change the Kedusha of the carbon from an Oila to Shlamim, applies by all the Avoidus. Kain Oila Lishem Shlamim. Avashinu Bailim, Lishaykh El Bezrika. If you shecht it for the wrong person, not shinui kodesh, right? The Mishnah says kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shelo lishmon. What shelo lishmon? Shelo l'shem kodesh for not for the right carbon, or shelo l'shem bailim? So Taisa says it really means both. It means if you shechted shelo lishmon either for the wrong carbon or for the wrong owners, both of them by all the other kabbonis it's kosher, but you're not yotzei the mitzvah, you're not yotzei your carbon, but it's not going to passel it. But by pesach chatos it passes it. So Tais says, by the way, when it comes to Shalai L'Shem Bailim, it's only by Zrika. Because Zrika has to be done L'Shem Bailim. And therefore, this Mishnah, you know, when it says Shalai L'Shem, it might go about both. But to be more specific, when it comes to Shalai L'Shem Bailim, Shinui Bailim, it's only by Zrika. Okay. Tosfos says by days. V'tzorach ledakdek minale lashas shinoi bailim tikaboy lekamon befirkin minale the bina zvichel lishmo. In other words, it seems to be. The Gemara asks a question: how do we know that? Or shinoi bailim? And the Gemara says that ashken shinoi kodesh in bailim minalon mashen abrim lezizikoy. So Tosfos asks. In other words, the Mishnah doesn't seem to indicate that we're talking about Shinu Bailim. The Mishnah says, Kol Hazvachim Shnizimchu Shalei Lishmon seems to indicate, number one, it's not talking about Zerika, and number two, it's talking about Shalei Lishmon. So it's hard to squeeze in that it means Shinu Bailim. So where do we know this? Where do we even know that Shinu Bailim is no good? Which Mishnah tells us that Shinu Bailim is no good? Not this Mishnah. This Mishnah is Pasha talking about Shinu Kodesh. It means the wrong carbon, not Shinu Bailim. So where do we have it from? Gimel by Tosfos. V'nira de somach ha-masisin de l'kamon peg b'shamay. How do we know which Mishnah tells us that Shinu Bailim is no good? Like it says later on. It nan says in the Mishnah. Look in number two on the sheet. I actually wrote down the Mishnah over here in the bottom. Two on the bottom. Says the Mishnah. L'shem shisha dvorim hazevach nizbach. That the carbon has to be shechted for six things. L'shem zevach, which is, what's l'shem zevach? For the right carbon, l'shma. L'shem zeveach, that's for the right owner. Shinu Bailim is no good. L'shem Hashem, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'shem ishim, should be an esh. Should be esh, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'shem reach, l'shem yichoyach. In other words, v'chatz v'asham, l'shem chet. In other words, the Mishnah over here says that whenever you shech the carbon, there's not one lishma. There's one lishma, which is l'shem kodesh. Oila shlomim, the right one. But there's also l'shem bailim, l'shem zeveach. There's l'shem Hashem, l'shem reach, l'shem nichoyach, l'shem ishim. All these lishma have to be placed in the carbon. So, what? Yeah. Everything is by the kohen. No, by the everything. The kolos b'chol lishma is also by the kohen. Now, so Taisa has a question. So therefore, Taisa says, when the Gemara asks the question that Shinu Bailim is no good, Shinu Kodesh is no good, and Shinu Bailim is no good, where do we know that you have to have L'shem the Bailim? Not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is only talking about L'shem the carbon. So how do I know you need L'shem Bailim? Because the Mishnah in Daf Mem Vav says, L'shisha Dvorim Hazevach Nizbach. L'shem Zeveach, L'shem Zevach, L'shem Hashem, all these things. So Tosfos asks the question, so wait a second. So why does Gemara say that only Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailim is no good? At least is no good by all the Kabbonis, by Chattis and Pesach, you have to burn it. But by all the other Kabbonis, you don't have to burn it, but he not yet to the carbon, so it has to be Lishma, it's no good. So two things are singled out. L'shem Kodesh and L'shem Shinu Bailim and Shinu Kodesh, which means that make sure it's written, it's done for this right carbon and for the right owners. If you tell me the right owners is from the next Mishnah on that from above and base, so why don't you have to do all these six things? Why only Shinu Bailim and Shinu Kodesh makes the carbon no good? All these six things should make the carbon no good. That's his question. Vim Toima, Iahikoi, if we're talking about this one, Im Kain, Havale Lefushi Nami, Minolon, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Rech, L'shem Nichoyach. Why only those two? So Tosfos says, V'yesh Leimal, D'Leyos Lefushi Ele Bahani. Only by those two, Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailim, D'Ksheirin, V'loy Olu L'shem Choyva. That those are kosher by all the other Kabbonis, not by Chattis and Pesach, but L'loy Olu L'shem Choyva. That means it has to be done Lishma. If it's not done Lishma, you're not yet to the mitzvah, you got to bring a new carbon. Aval hanach, but the other four, ksheirin, umeratzin, v'olu, l'shem chayva. Taisa says that there's a difference. Shem zevach, l'shem zeveach, shinu kodesh, shinu bailim, that's Lishma. If you don't have those Lishma, the carbon is no good. Yeah, you can eat the carbon, but you're not yoytzer the bailim and not yoytzer, the carbon is not good, it's not a good carbon. But the other four, l'shem reach, l'shem nichoach, l'shem Hashem, and l'shem ishim, even if you didn't have the right kavana, you didn't do it l'shma for that, it's still okay. That's Shitas Taisus. Make sense? So therefore, when the Gemara asked the question, Shinu Bailim, it was basing itself on that Mishnah, but only the first two. They're the only ones that make it possible. Or at least make it that you're not Yaitzel Hashem Chayva. All the other ones are going to be kosher, even if you did it the wrong way, you didn't do it Lishma.
What did you have in mind?
Not Lishem Hashem. Whatever, yeah. Not Lishem Reach Nichoya. I'm going to have a good meal over here. Not Lishem Reach, not Lishem Hashem. But these are my postulates. But not Lishem Hashem, not Lishem Reach. Whatever it is, you had the wrong machshava, it's still okay. That's what Taisa says. Now, then the Gemara has a question, a new halacha. That stama, the Gemara has a question, whether if I have stama machshava, means I have no machshava at all, does it work or not? So the Gemara wants to say that stoma is lishmakai. That means even though by at least the first two, lishem shinu kedush and shinu bailim, lishem zeveach, I have to have a machshavas lishma, and it's ma'akev if I don't. But stoma, the Gemara says, lishma, also okay. That's the Gemara that based enough. Joe, what are you looking?
Because the Mishnah says shalom lishma. It doesn't say L'shem
Achemrim,
or
L'shem,
doesn't say for the wrong reasons, it says not for the right reason. Well,
Stama is so you're asking questions, Gemara. Gemara has a question. Is Stama Lishma or not? So Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah, and then Gemara says, but you can bring a raya from the other side of the Mishnah. So Gemara brings his Mishnah to prove either way. Gemara says you can't have a raya. I'm just telling you, Allah l'maisa, what Gemara says. At the end of the day, we paskin Stama Lishma koi. Very pashut. Right? Now, let's look at the Rambam. Turn to the next page. Rambam says, Yud Aleph. Says the Rambam, in Hilchos Maaseh Kabbonis, Perek Dalet Aloch Yud Aleph. V'tzorich shetiyei machshavtoi, v'shah shchita ha'oilo, l'shem shisha dvorim. L'shem ha'zevach, l'shem ha'zevach, v'shah zevach, l'ashem baruch hu, v'shitru li'ishim, these are the six things that you have to have kavanah to. Says the Rambam, v'im shochat stam, kosher, k'moshe be'alnu. What does the Rambam mean? Well, the Rambam previously just said, look what it, halacha yud, kol hazvachim tzorcha oivet shetiyah machshavos l'shem hazevach l'shem bailov. B'shaz zvich, v'shaz kabol hazadam, b'shaz halach hazadam, v'shaz zvich hazadam hazbech. Which means, what is he talking about in Halacha Yud? The first two, right? All the kabbonas have to be l'shem hazevach and l'shem bailov. That's the first two. Says the Rambam, sorry, v'im shochad v'ovat shara v'oidah stam, v'loi chosav klal v'oilu v'shlamim, harein k'sherim v'olu l'bailim. So that's the Gemara that says that you have to have kavanah for those two, and stoma lishma. Right? Joe, you following? That's the first halacha. Halacha yid aleph, v'tzorch shitiyah machshavta v'shah shchita oilo l'shem shisha dvarim, l'shem zevach, l'shem zevach, l'shem zevach, l'shem zevach, etc. Says the Rambam, v'im shochat stam, kosher k'mo shibarnu. So what's the Rambam saying? That shochat stam is good by the six things.
Before he said it was only good by the two.
Wait a second. The chiddush is that even though the two have to be done lishma, and if you do it shalai lishma, what's the halacha? It's no good by the two, but stam is good enough by the two. But by the six, Taisha said, even shalai lishma is okay. So why does the Rambam say v'im shochat stam kosher? The Rambam should say shochat shalai l'shem zevach. Also okay. I did it for the wrong thing. Why does Rama say, Vim Shochat Stam Kosher, K'moshe Be'alnu? So the Lech Mishnah asked the Kasher, and Lech Mishnah says, the Rama argues in Tosfos. That all six have to be done Lishma. And if you do it for the wrong thing, it's possible. And the only thing that's good by all six is only Stama. A, why is the Rambam divided? Question number one.
And how can he say
Kamosh B'yarnu? No, Kamosh B'yarnu, that there's such a thing as stomach. Right? And number two, Right? That's question number one. And the Mishnah Melech, Lech Mishnah, clearly argues in Tosfos. And not only that, the whole Gemara that talks about, the Gemara, the whole thing, why should Lo Yishma no good, the Gemara learns it from Pesukim. The Gemara only talks about Shinur Kodesh. Right? The Rambam himself says, in 4, Perek Gimel, look what the Rambam says. Shalosh machshavos hein shepoislin es hakabonis. Only 3 machshavos passel the carbon. Vein lein. Machshavos shinu Hashem, u'machshavos hamokoyim, u'machshavos hazman. It's not about shinu bayim, shinu bayim is only about zrika, but by shita. So what's the only thing which passes the carbon? Machshavos shinu Hashem. What machshavos shinu Hashem keitzat? Ze hasheichet es hazevach shaloi lishmoi. Kein shayu oila, v'yachshim shushlamim. So the Rambam clearly says the only one that passes the carbon is Shaloi Lishmo L'Shem Zevach Acher. That's what the Rambam says. So what does the Rambam say then in Perek Dalet Halach Yud Aleph that only Stam is kosher by the 6? Even Shaloi Lishmo should be kosher by the 6. So the Mishnah Melech says that the whole thing doesn't make sense. I'll tell you Pshat in the Rambam. When the Rambam says that Stam is okay, he's talking about the first 2. But by the other 4, then even Shaloi Lishmo is okay. Because Rambam says only Shaloi Lishmo is no good is the wrong carbon. The shame is Zevach Acher. So when the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Aleph, Im Shochat Stam Kosher, only means on the first 2. Because the other 4, even Shaloi Lishmo is kosher, like Tosfos. So the Brisker Rav says it doesn't make sense either. The Rambam said that already in the previous halacha. I'm not going to say that again. Previous halacha, the Rambam just said that.
Yoav specifically says the same. Shisha Zarin. He brings Yoav to talk about all 6.
Exactly, as opposed to Yud. Exactly. So by the 2 he said already, Stam is good. So why in Yud Aleph is he saying, all 6 and Stam is good? Not Stam. Even Shaloi Lishmo is good. That's the whole Tosfos. The whole Gemara only talks about how to know Shaloi Lishmo, the Shem Zevach. Doesn't make sense. Look at number 6. Loma kosev Rambam hocha the Brisker Rav hadin the stomach kosher malo ein machsheves shinu piseles rak b'shinu kodesh b'shinu bailim bavad like Tosha said abo machsheves shara dalet varim einem rak lechatchile v'afim chosha behedi lehepech gam kein kosher ki mebu b'Tosha reiz vachim v'cheinu gam b'divin Rambam atzmon b'feg yud gimom hilchus tulei mekdashim number 4 on the sheet. The ene peseles rak machsheves shinu kodesh v'shinu bailim v'loma kosev ocha d'rak b'stom kosher v'yun shom v'mishel melech shekosav div Rambam kaimi rak al l'shem zevach v'le l'shem zevach. In other words, the Rambam is only talking about the first 2. Aval tzorachim dare hanach talti the first 2 kvar nikvalu v'hilchus akademes d'stom kosher mu. V'lama chaza v'kapal edin zeh gabim machsheves kol hashishah dvarim u'kamay shekh shalich lelech l'mishle. It doesn't make sense. Rambam is megaps the nigra. What's the shot? Any questions?
Where he says shekasa daka kaimer brach al hashem zevach kol hashem
and hashem zevach.
Okay, that's the 2.
Right, those are the first 2. Yep. I mean, here's the question. Any questions? What are you going to do in the Rambam? Right? Pella. Says the Bishkarov, very poshut. He said like this. Listen to this Kiddush. He says 2 things. 2 svaras, I think he says. What is the svara of stoma lishma? This halacha, if I shech something stam without any kavana, what's a pshat that is called lishma? Right? Why is that? So there are 2 ways of understanding. Either, similar to what we said last week, either the pshat is that without knowing that a person has any kavana, we assume he did it lishma. That's one pshat. Biskov says that's not pshat. Some want to learn like that. Biskov is rayas from stoma lishma koi, from different gemaras. Biskov says no, that's not pshat. Stoma lishma clearly means that if I, since the carbon is a carbon oila, so stoma lishma, which means the carbon is prepared for an oila. So without any machshava whatsoever, there is lishma, there's an oila in this carbon. Whatever I do to the carbon, shchita, kabbalah, lacha, zrika, it's part of this carbon. And this carbon is I made la'ayla. That's the stam alishma. Without any machshava whatsoever, it still remains stam alishma. Why? Because the ayla. That's stam alishma. It's not that probably he had the right machshava. He doesn't know. He probably had the right machshava. No. Like we said last week. Al das v'sheinu oisa. Says the Shmah. Wait. So the first Shmah is that stam alishma means that it's a din in the carbon. That ayla means the carbon is ayla. It's a din in the carbon. Without anything, it remains. Anything I do is going to be stam lishma. So when you chal in the carbon, a din lishma. That's the first one. Pashat. Says Mr. Rav, what happens when I think now shiloy lishma? Gemara says, no good. What's the pshat? Is the pshat? Yo, what's the two pshatim?
Either I'm hustling the carbon itself, because I'm making it now possible.
Or
I'm reversing my original words.
There's no original words. There's no original words. Something's wrong. So Bishrav said like this. So Bishrav said like this. Listen to this pshat. He said like this. When I have a machshavas psul, shalai lishma, is the pshat that it gets rid of the stoma, means stoma is lishma, right. Is the pshat. It gets rid of the stoma. In other words, until now, it was stoma lishma. Automatically, it's like that. And now there's no more that automatic stoma oila lishma in the carbon. Because I did shalai lishma. So clearly, I don't have a stoma lishma. Why is the carbon no good? Because it's lacking in lishma. Oh, shot is no. Stoma lishma remains in the carbon. No matter what. Stoma lishma. The reason why it's no good, because there's a new psul. A machsheves psul of shalai lishma. That's going to pass all the carbon. It's not pshat that it's lacking now in the lishma. The carbon is not lishma. The carbon is still lishma. It's stam lishma. That doesn't change. Just as a new thing. It's like I made the shechita like this. I pass on the carbon. I made a machsheves shalei lishma. That's going to pass on the carbon. That's the svar of Rav. In other words, and he wants a proof. He has a few rayas to prove it. Then when I say shalei lishma, it's not just that it's lacking in the lishma. It's not lacking in the lishma at all. The stam lishma remains. That's in the carbon. That's irreversible. There's a new psul of machsheves shalei lishma. Just like when I butcher something, I do the shechita with a nechira and I stab it, it passes the carbon. When I have a machsheves shalei lishma, that's going to pass the carbon. But the stam lishma remains. That remains in the carbon. No, that's exactly the point. In other words, it's enough that you're not yaitse, you're chiyuv in this carbon. By the way.
All of.
Yeah, okay. The Biskov wants to say it's like pigul, but not really like pigul. You bring up a good point. Meaning, the Biskov wants to say pigul is a machsheves psul. It's like butchering the carbon. It's like doing something bad to the carbon. So too also, shalai lishma. It's not gonna, the chiddush is, let's read it inside. This is what he says. How do we get back to the Rambam? We'll get back in a minute. Number 7. Vanir loyme b'yadas Rambam. Dinei. Be'emes trei dinei yesh b'din lishma shal ha-korbanos. There's two concepts when there's lishma by a korban. Chada, ikar ha-din she-tzchichim she-nikrobim lishman, k'moy kol ha-dvorim ha-tun lishman bas-yason. There's a halacha that the korban has to be done lishma. You need, every korban needs lishma, and stam lishma makes it lishma. The shein is,
wait, how does stam lishma make it lishma?
Because stam lishma means it's a din in the korban. He's going to say that soon.
That
yeah, correct.
When he doesn't make it, that,
right. I'm sorry. He's not starting with stam lishma. He's saying, what's the din lishma in the korban? Number one is halacha that every korban has to be done lishma. Halacha number one. The shein is the machsheves shaloi lishma. Have a dover hapoisel. Shalai lishma is going to passel it. V'zeu din mechudesh b'kotchim. The be'emes, now he starts. Kivin de zvachim, stomen lishma nehem oim din. Since it's stomen lishma, im kain, gam b'chosha behed yishalai lishma, Even if I had a machshava shelo lishma, gam kein ein chaser teiras lishma vasiyason. It's not lacking this concept of the lishma and the carbon. That stays no matter what. Ukechazina de l'shem chulin kasher. Avshachav hedges shelo lishman. We're going to get that soon. Ubakachach, the gam bechashav lehedge lehepech, even if I have a machshava shelo lishma, gam kein chayel buhudina, the stoma lishma kaima. The nasin me'atma lishman. It's automatic. The stoma lishma means it's a din in the carbon. And that stays no matter what. The lishma in the carbon was fulfilled. V'keinu mevu lehedya. I'm not going to go through the rhyme in Pesachim. It's complicated. Uval kochach. He brings rhyme from Gemara Pesachim. Uval kochach by number one after Gimel. The yisoy din zeh. The zvachim b'stam lishmoim din. Hu chalois din beguf ha-carbon. Du korev memele lishmoi. It's automatically it's korev lishmo. V'loi mahani al zeh. It doesn't help. Gam machshavtoi shechoshav behedya lehipuch. It stays lishma. You always fulfilled the din lishma on the carbon. V'hod machsheve sheloi lishmoi poiseles. Aye, when you have a kavanah sheloi lishmoi, it's no good. Who's that din bifnei atzmoi midin psul machshava? Kechol machshava sa poiseles bekachim. Aber loy mishum dechasa teiras lishma bekarbon. Not because it's lacking lishma. Lishma it is. You fulfilled the shisha dvorim, the shame, everything. Just what? There's a psul machshava. V'din zeh hu din mechudish bekabonis, the machshava sheloi lishmon, poiseles ben. Aber b'shal dvorim atun lishmon, ikedin mu rak dvorim lishmo. Aber loy shemachshava sheloi lishmon tibes ben, rak bekabonis levad, chitsha teiro, by kabonis the teiro is mechadesh, the machshava sheloi lishmo, havidovo hapoisel. By the star, Haredi say the dover the shinu kodesh v'din shinu bailim poisel who din mechudish apsul machshava ha'omer v'kabonis b'kro d'lai yechashev. So he said like this. He says really, and he's going to say that really, when it says you have to do all the kabonis lishma, so stam lishma shisha dvarim, you have to do all six things, and you have to mechuyev to do all six things. You have to have lishma, l'shem zeveach, l'shem zevach, l'shem ishim, l'shem nichoyach, l'shem reach. All that you have that machshava in the carbon. And if you don't have that machshava in the carbon is no good. Just what? Stam lishma. That means that since it's a carbon oilo, and if you designate it as a carbon, so you have all these things are automatically found in the carbon. Now there's a new halacha. If you want to passel the carbon, there's two machshavas that can passel the carbon. Which two machshavas? Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailim. That's what Rambam says. The Shinu Kodesh Shinu Bailim is a new psul machshava in the carbon. Says Mishra, what's the nafkamina between this way and that way? What's the difference if it's just lacking lishma or it's a psul machshava? Says Mishra, very simple. If the pshat is that when I have a machshava shalei lishma, all it is lacking the lishma. So let's say I was mekabel the dam, and I had a machshava shalei lishma. So it depends. If shalei lishma means it's just lacking the lishma, it gets rid of the stam lishma, now I don't have lishma in the carbon. So I did this kabbalah without a lishma in the carbon. No good, right? I don't have the lishma. Every carbon needs lishma. So I don't have lishma in the carbon. If there's any more blood left in the animal in its tzavar behema, you can make a new kabbalah because you lack in the lishma on the carbon. But you didn't pass on the carbon. But if you tell me that no stam lishma you always have, what is it? It's a new psul shalei lishma, which is a new psul machshava. So that's going to pass on the whole carbon. Once you did a kabbalah shalei lishma, that means you made a new machshava psul. It's like you butcher the animal, you kick the animal, you messed up. That's going to pass on the whole carbon. That's the difference between two pshatim. Says the Brisker Rav, so if that's the case, number, the next side, Vav. Ulufizeh nere loymar, bedas Rambam. The svirele de be'emes, so the Rambam really holds like this. Next column. Kol avav dvorim, de tanilu b'mastishin, de l'shem shisha dvorim azevach nizbach, the six things that the Mishnah says, you've got to have six things in the carbon, kula din lishma sheli kuvenin. I argue on Taisvus. All six are ma'akev. You have to have l'shem zevach, l'shem zeveach, l'shem ishim, l'shem nichoyach. You have to have all those. If any of them is lacking, it's no good. Ukidin machshavas Hashem zevach Hashem zevach. The dim l'shmalah shalem ma'akev b'korban. Hachinami machshavas kol abal dvorim de kabusayu. All these six things are ma'akev in the korban. The chula tninu lubiachat. The Mishnah says it all together. You need l'shem zevach l'shem zevach. Taisa says only the first two ma'akev, the next four are not. Says Mishkov, not true. All six of them ma'akev. You need to have all six machshavas. The kulu chadinelu. The have din l'shma shalikuba. If one of them is lacking, it's all no good. But you cannot find a carbon that's going to be lacking any of those six. Why? Since all carbonas are stam lishma. So then Stam Lishma tells me that every carbon has all these six things. L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zeveach, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichoyach. It's all Stam Lishma. In Cain, Harei Lo'olam Ikaba Karbon, Teres Lishmon, Al Kol Avav Dvorim. Then all these six things have it in Lishma. The Karav Me'el of Lishmon, and automatically is brought the carbon for all these six things. V'gamim Chasha Behegyu L'shem Dov Acher. Gam ken hakavon kayem b'din l'shma shelen. If you're going to have a machshava, according to the Brisker Rav, you're going to have l'shem reach nichayach. And then you say, you know what? It's not l'shem reach nichayach. I'm doing it for my own meal. I want to have this carbon, not l'shem reach. Is are you yaitzed the din l'shma that you need in the carbon? According to this, yes. Because stam l'shma tells me that those six things are automatically in the carbon. That you cannot undo it. The only chiddush of undoing it, says Rambam, is only by two things. This machshavas psul is only by two things. That's the whole part. In other words, you need all these things. You need, that's what the Gemara says. The carbon has to be shechted for six things. And all these things are ma'akev. All six things you need in the carbon. The Stam Lishma tells me that all these things are found in the carbon. And if it's Stam Lishma, even if I have the opposite machshava, not going to change these six things in the carbon. They're all there. Even the shame of Erech is there. Just what? There's a new psul now. Two things have a new machshavas psul. What is the machshavas psul? Shina Kodesh and Shina Bailin. So that's a whole different Rambam. That's a Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel. By the way, two things can pass on the carbon. A new machshavas psul. Not because it's not Lishma. It's still Lishma. It's a new machshavas psul. That's the Rambam, Perek Yud Gimel.
Let's say on the other four.
On the other four, Stam Lishma tells me you need those six things. All of them have to be done Lishma. But that's the whole point. Stam Lishma tells me they remain Lishma. And even if a machshava the opposite, it's not getting rid of that stammer. What's the reason why a machshava the opposite helps? Because that's passels the carbon. Where does it passel? Only by those two things. That's what the Gemara says. How do I know Namshinu Kredit passels the carbon? We learn it from a pasuk. But the other four, we don't learn from pasuk. It cannot passel the carbon. Yeah. It's not Lishma. It is Lishma. Because the machshavas psul never gets rid of the lishma, it just makes a new psul of shalei lishma. Why is that asher shayna? It's automatic. Yeah, that's my theory with my son-in-law. Now we get to that. That's the end of this year. But that's Yan Sarinan's thought. Are you brilliant?
What's the mile of saying you need a lishma?
Because the Gemara says. Yeah, because if after the Gemara says Stam Lishma Kai, so then all these things are automatically in the carbon. But why do you have to say?
And only the Lo Yachashe gets rid of the sense for the two.
Right, makes a new psul, but it doesn't get rid of the Stam Lishma. That remains no matter what. That's what Bishkuv says, and the Rambam make a lot of sense. Let's finish Bishkuv. He said like this. One second. The gam chosha behedil shem dovachi gam ke kom kaim bedin lishmo shalhen. Kmo yishu zbar, the gavim yachshu behedil lehepoch lehi mahanya. Vu nas mei lishmo, kmo yishu shem toilin. Vu shem chulin. Double by the arrow. Umishum ze, hu da have dina, the machshev is dal advorim. Milvad lishem zevach lishem zevach, ha kom kosha, afim chosha behedil lehepoch. So he agrees with Tosis. Even if you have the wrong machshava, it's still good. Why is it good? Not like Tosis says, because it cannot do anything. It's not ma'akev b'dievet. It is ma'akev. But you can't get rid of the Stam Lishma. Because nothing gets rid of the Stam Lishma. The Lo'ilam Stam Lishma Kaimer, V'nasim Asim Lishma, M'chol Avav Dvorim. Ella, the Bishinu Kaidim, Bishinu Bailim, Chitra Tayyah Budin Shaini. The Machshava Shalaylishma, Priselis, Midin Psu Machshava, Ukishamasi Lamai, Lamaila. The lesser, Vizelesser, Dal Dvorim. The Loy Chitra Tayyah Psu Machshava Bu. By the four things, the Torah does not say that the Psu Machshava is going to passel. Psu Machshava is only by two cases, Shinu Kaidish and Shilu Bailim. So then he continues with the Pshat and Rambam. Skip the Zion. And Pigel. Pigel, right. Yeah. Now, number Zion. Ulufiza re mavur hetev devre Rambam. Madenokat bekulu adin, the stomach kosher. Why does Rambam say stomach kosher? Let's go back to the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, V'tzoch shetem machshavose b'shashchito oilo l'shem shisha dvorim. L'shem azevach, l'shem azevach, v'shazevach l'shem baruchu, v'shikir l'ishim v'kdat l'rech bevad. Shochat stam kosher. What does Rambam say shochat stam kosher? We ask the question, even shalei lishma should be kosher. The Rambam is going to get all six things. And you need shochat stam to tell me that you always have lishma. We disagree with the Tosafot that says you don't need lishma. You do need lishma. But shochat stam kosher tells me you always have lishma. On all six things.
Well, it comes from the carbon
itself. That's what the Rambam says here. Look at the back of the Brisker Rav. Ulefiza rembu heita div Rambam, madenoket b'kul adin, the stoma kosher. Kiven di le'inyan din stoma be'emes, kol machshez v'odvorim, kula dinim shava. Regarding the halacha of yinid l'shma, all six things are equal. The b'kula hechsheiram, rak mishum adin, the stoma l'shma kaimi. Ukmai b'l'shem zevach l'shem zevach. V'achiluk shebeneim hu rak le'inyan adin ha'sheini, shapsu machshava. The Bishinu Kayim, Bishinu Bailim, Iko Gam Psu Machshava. We shall that for him, Lekam Psu Machshava. Avalin Yikadin Lishma, Kula Shavin. Mizesh Kala Ramam Yachad, Ling Istama. Ram Dvorim with the Yokim Hain, with the Kame Divir Ramam. The Birchs Meister Kabonis, the Kamari Mikadin Lishma, the Bina Bukabonis, Hishu Machshava Shem Ishim, Imashim Zerich. In other words, that's the Ramah divides into two parts. In Perik Dalet Halachi Dalet, he says, the Din Lishma. Din Lishma you need in the Kabin. Is equal by everything, all six things. And Stam Lishma says you always have Lishma by all these six things, and they're all equal. In Psulei Mukdashin, where he talks about not Maisa HaKarbonis, what the Stam Lishma, the Din Lishma, but where are you going to pass all the carbon? That's only by two things. The Torah was Mishchadish, a Machshevet Psul, that's Ramam. Sholish Machshevet Eim, Shepoishin HaKarbonis, Machshevet Shin Hashem, Machshevet Samokim, and Machshevet Zavam, Shinu Kodesh, and Shinu Bailim. That's what Rambam says over here as a new halacha of Machshevet Psul.
Why do you allow these Machshevet Psul to be placed on it? Not like Lishma.
A new halacha, just like Pigul makes a puzzle, so Machshevet Lishma makes a puzzle. But only by two things, Shinu Kodesh.
And that sourced in our
Gemara. Yes, our Gemara learns from that. Gemara and Avdalah learns that. Right, Gemara learns from Pasuk. Exactly, that those things puzzle. But really, he's right, the Rambam, that all six things are considered lishma. Stam lishma makes it all lishma, and you need all six things.
It's implicit.
It's implicit, and that's part of the machshava of the carbon, and you need it all, and part of the machshava of the carbon.
What is the Rambam?
He wants to say that if you don't have, why does Rambam divide halacha yud? That those two things, there's also din of stam. No, he wants to say the Olu Lebailim. Kashav Olu Lebailim. Why do you have to divide Yud and Yud Aleph? I think I saw that. Why dividing Yud and Yud Aleph? Yud for the in Yud. That it's Olu L'Shem Bailim and Stam Machshava by the other 11, by all six. In Stam, they're both the same. Yeah, that's a good point. According to the Brisker Rav, here's the question. Why in Halacha Yud do we have to single out that you need those two? Stam is considered good. That the Kashem of Olu L'Shem Bailim. All of them, kosher of all of the shem bailim. Don't know. Good question. I don't know. You hear his question? That's okay. Anyway, okay, fine. So what do we have over here? The bottom line, what do we have over here? So we have over here a svara that... So what do we have over here? We have a din over here. Let me just see where I'm holding. Oh. So now what comes out? So it comes out that according to this whole svara of the Gush Rav, correct? So a machshava shaloi lishmoi, correct, is also a psul machshava, just like pigul is, correct? Machshava shaloi lishmoi is a psul machshava, just like pigul. It does ruin the carbon. For what? Correct. Different than pigul, but it ruins it for a new psul machshava for those things, correct? If I had a machshava shaloi lishmoi in the beginning on half a shechita, would I say al das rishayinu loisa? According to this Brisker Rav?
It depends on which of the two approaches.
Correct. But the way we're learning now that a machshava shaloi lishma pasul is a new psul machshava.
So
then, according to my whole svar that I started off this year with, was where do I say al das rishayinu loisa if something is part of the carbon, like lishma, that's machshava stam lishma, or like by Shabbos, I characterize the item as a kernel, so then that's part of the item. But something like pigul, which is not part of the carbon, we don't say al das rishayinu loisa. So let's say I would have a machshava shaloi lishma to start off on half the shita. Will I say al das rishayinu loisa according to Rambam on the second half that it's part of shaloi lishma and it continues?
Yeah, I don't need to say that because once I had the disqualifying thought,
it's automatically not there. Correct. But I got it. But if I would have to say al das rishayinu loisa, would I say al das rishayinu loisa in such a case? Clearly not, because it's new machshava. It's a machshava psul. It's like pigul, right? Following me? According to this. But I know, but Adas HaShoyna means, what I mean, if I have a Machshava Psul, I don't say Adas HaShoyna. But let's say I did a Machshava Shalai Lishma, right? Let's say I did a Machshava Shalai Lishma, and then I didn't do anything.
It doesn't start.
Right. So there's a halacha that says the following. There's a Rambam, another Rambam. I'll show you inside. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, number 3, Gimel. Next page, peg as well, halacha Gimel. Also, lechashay bekotchim, machshava she'ena nechayna, k'moishin izbar. You can't have a wrong machshava by kotchim. Lefikach, zevach sheshochatu shaloi lishmoi, let's say you shechted shaloi lishmoi, or mincha shekomsa shaloi lishmoi, meim bezon meim shkogo, chayv lehashlim shara voidos lishmoi. There's a halacha that, by the way, it's the same Gemara, Ba'as, Abbezim and Aleph, Gemara says, that even if I started Shalai Lishma, I have to continue the rest of the carbon, I have to continue right. Even if I started Shalai Lishma, and the carbon is possible already, I'm mechuyif to continue the right way. Right? That's what Gemara says. The Gemara says in Abbezim Aleph, the Gemara says, Huda Lashim Chava Gdusakaimu, Vasa Lishnu Yebe, Uchid Rava, Dama Rava, the Gemara says, if I shechted something shalai lishma, and it's wrong and it's no good, right? And by the way, but it's still a kasha carbon. If I started shalai lishma, I have to continue lishma. I'm not allowed to do it shalai lishma. Why? Because b'kedusha sai kaima, like Gemara says, it's still a kasha carbon. It's not olul b'alim shem chayva, but it's still a kasha carbon. So I can't passel it, I can't make it worse, I have to do it lishma. So the Rambam says, in number Gimel, Osa lechashi b'kotri machshava she'en et nechayinu, k'ma ish izbayar, nefikach zevach sheshochtu shalai lishma, aminach shekam sa shalai lishma, chayiv lahashlim shar avoidus lishma. You have to finish the rest of lishma. So the Mishnah Berurah asked the question, One second. So in other words, if I started Shalei Lishma, then the halach is, I'm not allowed to continue Shalei Lishma. Correct? So the Rambam, when he quotes the halacha, he doesn't say, I'm not allowed to continue Shalei Lishma. The Rambam says, you have to continue Lishma. So Mishra says, why does Rambam say that? Why does Rambam say, you have to continue Lishma? What does Rambam say? I'm not allowed to continue Shalei Lishma. Says in Mishmura, because if the Rambam would have said, I'm not allowed to continue Shalei Lishma, then Stoma would have been okay. And that's not good. Why would Stoma be okay? No,
Rambam saying
Stoma
is not
okay. No, then Stoma would not be okay. Look what he says. Number 9, Vas Lishma Ibe, Nira, the Shah Avoida, says in Mishmura, Osala Soysan Bistoma. Kiyim Behedja Lishma. The Rambam says, you have to do it right. Rambam doesn't say, don't do it the wrong way. Rambam says, do it right. Says the Mishmur, the Rambam is telling us, that if you keep it stomach, it's no good.
Why
is it no good? And the Rambam holds, after all, so that's what Mishmur says. The Rambam says, make sure you do it right. Because doing it stomach is also not good. Because the Ram, after all, holds Kaloisa Dasa Shainoisa. But if you're learning like we learned till now, then where does the Ram say Kaloisa Dasa Shainoisa? Only if it's part of the carbon. But by Pigul not, according to the way we just said the Biskarov, Shalei Lishma is also a wrong Machshava. So why would he hold Kaloisa Dasa Shainoisa? So clearly, this Rambam is a Kasha, and you can't say the Chavetz Chaim's Teretz, because going to Biskarov, Machshava Shalei Lishma is also not part of the carbon. It's a new Machshava Tzul. So what's that on the Rambam? So I saw Leib Malin has this kasher, and he wants to say, I don't know, some thing that I didn't understand what he wanted to say. But the kasher is there. Yossi, you follow what I'm saying? In other words, what did we learn tonight? We learned to try and answer last week's shir. My son-in-law didn't learn kachim, obviously. So therefore, he attempted to say, nice svar, beautiful pshat. The difference between Pigul, where we say Kaleisa Dasa Shaina, we don't say Kaleisa Dasa Shaina, as opposed to Lishma, because Pigul is a new Machshavas Psul. That's not Kaleisa Dasa Shaina. Mashenki Lishma, that's a din in the carbon, that's automatic. So the problem with that is that the Rambam happens to hold, the way we learned till now, that Shalai Lishma is also a new Machshavas Psul. And still the Mishnah Berurah says, Chavetz Chaim in the Likutei Halachos, that Kaleisa Dasa Shaina would apply by Shalei Lishma. And therefore you would have to continue it, Dafka Lishma, and not do it Stam. So clearly, you know, I don't know how that Rambam fits with this whole, with everything that we said. But the Chiddush that we learned over here is the Din of Lishma. That you walk away with that Svara. That the Biskarov says, when the Gemara says that Stam and Lishma, that remains in the carbon. And all six things need to be done Lishma. And if it's done Shalei Lishma, it's no good. But why is it no good? Only because it's a new machshava tzul. And that's only by the top two. By the other ones, even if I have the opposite machshava, it still remains Lishma. And that's what Rambam says, that all these halachas, all these six things, have to be done Lishma, and stam Lishma, because you need it done Lishma. Not like he says, it doesn't need to be done Lishma b'dievet. It needs to be done Lishma, even b'dievet. But it remains Lishma, because stam is Lishma koi. Comes along Aryeh Schneider, and he asks a good question. He says, why is Rambam? I still have to think about that. I'm going tomorrow to Lakewood. I'll ask my nephew who's in Brisk, so he knows all this. So I'll ask him, why does the Rambam in Halacha Yud have to say that the first two things, Stam Lishma? What do you mean? Just tell us all six are Stam Lishma, and tell me another Halacha, that if you do it Shalei Lishma, it's no good. And if you don't do Shalei Lishma, it's good anyway because of Stam Lishma. Why does Rambam have to single out the first two from the last four? Regarding the halacha of Stam Lishma, I don't fully know. I'll look into that. Okay.
You're away Shabbos, right?
No, the Shabbos I'm here.